I am so excited that for 2024, Your Brand Amplified is proudly sponsored by one of my favorite platforms, Simplified. This AI-driven platform is a game changer for design and video content. With Simplified, I can effortlessly transform lengthy videos, such as my podcast, into engaging, shareable clips and streamline workflows with an intuitive subtitle generator. For designers out there, you can explore the AI-powered image generator, create compelling presentations, and design eye-catching YouTube thumbnails with ease. Revolutionize your creative process at simplify.com with a free trial. Now let's dive into today's guest.
Welcome to Your Brand Amplified, the podcast where we interview marketers, publicists, and brands to learn their stories, what makes them tick, and tips and tricks that make a difference.
Today, I have Laurel Smith on the show of Laurel Denise, Planners for the Way You Think. And I did something that I don't usually do. I was scrolling through Facebook. I get lots of planner ads because I'm always looking for the next way to try to come up with a better organizational system. And something about Laurel's planners spoke to me. So I immediately went in, looked at them, purchased, and then reached out that I have to have you on my podcast. I have ADD, take out the H. And yeah. I was like, okay, this seems like something that my brain will be able to use, because so many times I see these systems, I think I can use this, but then it's not the right one for me. So I know that's a little bit of a long intro, but Laurel, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to chat with like a fellow user of the planner.
Yes.
And also looking at your bio, you do so many things. So this is a great planner for you.
Well, yes.
Really for like people who do all of the things. So
all the things, yeah. Well, I know you were talking about your daughters before. We're both moms. Yes. Yeah. So we really do all of the things.
We do all the things. And then when they grow up, you realize like before they really have the capacity to handle their own schedules, you now have like even more schedules that you're handling when they get older and they actually have plans, you know, before they can drive. It's been interesting to experience. I'm not just like really organizing my chaos. I'm also organizing to other people's total chaos, you know?
Yes, I'm at that stage where she's almost 16. She's about, you know, hopefully going to actually finish her permit process.
Yeah.
Because one of the things I do is I'm a professor and I teach at night. And so like, mom can't take you today to tennis or to whatever. So how are we going to get you there? Is your dad in town, or
yeah,
do I have to get somebody to drive you over? You're just going to have to skip something. So all of the things.
Narrow.
But before we really get into the planners, I want to talk about how you started, because you were always a stationery lover, I think. But I want to hear like why planners? And I know that this isn't the only thing that your company started with.
Yeah. It's really funny. Whenever I tell people, because I started in 2005, like forever ago, it feels like, before the internet was, you know, social media at least was being born. It was crazy. It was a whole different world. And I started with jewelry, which is, people are like, really? Now you're doing planners? Like, we're searching for jewelry. I don't have a good segue for like how those two things kind of went, but we did encouraging and inspirational jewelry, and I have a very distinct handwriting style. It almost looks like a font. So all of these pieces featured my handwriting that were on them, and we got really big on Etsy. We were in Anthropology. We were nationwide in Free People, had some like massive highs with that business line. But, you know, I was in kind of the New York City world. I was working part-time. I was also doing my jewelry line. I was planning a wedding. I was kind of like doing a bunch of things. And at that time in like 2008, there were a lot of creatives. I feel like 2008 was such a special time where people who graduated with art degrees actually then went out and started to have businesses. They didn't like work. Some of them worked for other people, but they like had stationery lines. They were their own branding or graphic design, like consults or whatever. It was just really like blogs were starting, like Design Sponge and Oh Joy and like all of these like really well-known blogs. It was a really cool time to be there. But I was like, well, I don't really feel like my jewelry fits into that. And I feel like I'm really creative. I kind of want to do paper. And also, I have this planner idea. I have this way that I can organize like all of this stuff going on in my life, like weddings and all the things I just said. And I felt like maybe I could make this planner a thing. Like, maybe that's my way to get into kind of that world of creative people that I just genuinely wanted to be around. I think, like, as a fellow creative person, it's like, I want to be in your industry because I want to be around you. I think you're really neat.
Aww, you're really inspiring.
So I made this planner. But the thing is that in that time, it was really like Instagram wasn't even a thing yet. I think Facebook was still just for colleges. Around that time, there was no way for my product, this planner. I really, like, you'll notice with a lot of my marketing that I do, I'm really a teacher. Like, I'm teaching people how to use it. I'm really not just trying to sell my product. I'm like really trying to teach people because I feel like that's the way to keep customers forever anyway. But it was really hard to teach people. Like, how was I going to teach people with no internet?
Yes, we did not have the video capabilities that we have now. So.
There weren't even like, you know, there were no followers. There was like no anything. So I found it really, really difficult. And then I started a family and I kind of had to pick an avenue. I just knew I had to be real with myself. Like, I couldn't do both. I was only one woman. Like, there's no way to do, even with employees. I was like, my brain can't hold out that.
Yes. So,
because I was already well established with wholesale and retail and on Etsy, my SEO was already good. I was like, okay, we're just picking jewelry. Like, it feels easy. And we went on really successfully for quite a long time. I got like 10 employees. It was very, very big. And then the pandemic happened and I was at home. We were all working in like different places. It was Mother's Day. It was complete chaos, Annika. Like, I can't, it was one of the most stressful times. And we had a host family from New York living with us, so they didn't have to quarantine in New York. And I was like, you know what I really need? My planner. And people had written in every week, every month to get this planner back. Like, they were like yelling at me. You know, I always joke that your customers tell you what they want you to make and then what, you know, product wise or what they want you to teach them about or anything it is that if you listen to them, and you treat them like people, they will tell you what they want. They have good points, good feedback. Yes. And they were telling me for so long, and I brought it back and we sold out and then made a major pivot in 2022 to completely go away from jewelry. I mean, I'm giving a talk on that transition and it's like a 45 to 60 minute talk, just like how that all happens.
So, that's huge.
That's my 10 minute version.
It really is like, such the story of the entrepreneur. I, like you, I worked for a magazine publisher and then I got married, decided to stop doing that so I would have more flexibility, started my own company. It was a small marketing PR agency in LA, had my daughter in 2008 and had to make the same decision because I was like, I can't work evenings and weekends. My husband travels all the time. It's not enough money to make it worth the time.
Oh, yeah, exactly. The loss.
Yeah. And so then I pivoted into other things and then eventually found my way back, which is why my bio is all over the place. But
yeah, but that's a good thing. I think that's just how it looks. I feel like the entrepreneur stories that we read about in the magazines or that we hear about, they're just not sharing the first 15 years of the things that they tried, you know, because some were successful or some weren't or everything. It's like part of it, you know, and that creative mind, I don't know how to stick to just like really one thing. Even the planner business, it's like there are five different, you know, there's accessories and there's actually coaching people on how to like consulting them on how to actually use it and get organized and like small business consulting. Like there's so many avenues to keep it interesting, you know, to keep the ride kind of fun.
What was it like to completely leave behind a successful jewelry business and pivot completely into the planners?
It was a little bit like jumping off of a 250-foot cliff or something. I don't know. And like, as with most things in life, it was a lot of things. So there was a lot of freedom. I felt like, oh, wow, because the jewelry line had become a sympathy gift company, which is, it really had. Like, we were the go-to for a lot of people for just really hard moments in their life that they wanted to gift people or that they were going through, like really super heavy. And to spend 15 years in a space like that, when I'm like not trained in therapy or anything like that, I didn't know quite how to hold that for that long. I think my nervous system was like, I don't think I can do this anymore. Yeah. And I think being a good boss to that many people while also getting the kids from school and being available for them was like impossible. Like I needed like a COO or whatever it would be. I needed an HR person who was very high up to just be the boss that that team deserved, you know, this big team. So I think that it was like the sort of freedom parts to like let go of these things that I think my heart of hearts knew, you know, weren't right. But then there was a lot of fear because, I mean, the planner industry is pretty well established and like very buttoned up. And very like professional. And I was like, you know, going to come in this like chaos in a 5 foot frame, like kid size frame, just being like neon pink. And this layout is actually what works. And wow, nothing is the same. You know, it felt like on this itty bitty tiny level, I was like, I understand what that Spanx woman, like she had to talk to all the manufacturers to be like, no, 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 tights without the thing and without the feet. And I was like, no, 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 planner. But like short pages and this different layout. No, you, it's not going to be what you've made before, you know? Yeah. But I think there was like a lot of fear to like go into this new thing and sort of, you know, it's been like massive, like all the things I've had to sort of like learn as I'm jumping, like how to do a manufacturing schedule, how, you know, to plan things out like 6 months ahead of time and build a community and create content and do all kinds of things. But I think mostly it just felt right. So it was like without the good, the scary, the free, I was like, whatever it is, it does feel right, which is that like entrepreneur gut that you have. And I don't think everybody has it. I think entrepreneurs have it. You know, I think that like, you know, that you know, that you know, that you're like, oh, this is the road I should walk down, even though there's like a weird, scary house on the side there. And like, it definitely looks like there's a steep hill and I don't have my hiking boots on. You're like, but I think I'm still going to go that way. You know?
100%. That's, I think, part of, I was talking to somebody earlier today about jumped in and out of corporate. And I think that that's really great that you can do that. And I'm like, well, I think that's one of my recurring lessons that I've had to learn is that I really am an entrepreneur. And that's a space I need to go in, even though sometimes it's scarier to leave that steady income and the benefits and whatever else you might have to take that leap of faith and do what you know you're supposed to be doing, what your purpose is and what people are screaming for. I love that you mentioned that people kept asking you, please make this planner again.
Gosh, it was crazy. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. If it wasn't weekly all the time, it was like biweekly. Like we had multiple a month. And it, focus is such a good thing when you're an entrepreneur. Like, it's really, really important. But I always say, like, we have our whole eye. Like, we also have a peripheral vision. So we also need to, like we don't just have that eagle eye laser. We need to pay attention to, like, what people are saying. And I think, like, part of that and part of the magic of Laurel Denise has been, like, building a true relationship and rapport with our customers. And I show up all the time on our private Facebook group and like I write our emails. Like I think it builds, I'm honest with them about like things that are hard or like when we goofed up and we left something out of a planner that we shouldn't have. And I think like that relationship we have with our customers opens the door for them to be kind and say, we really want this from you. Like, where is it? Why aren't you giving it to us? Oh, and then I can give them the honest answer of like, well, this is why, or I can do it. And I did.
Well, and is that customer feedback part of why? Because you can get, I mean, first of all, I love the planners. They're long.
They also have
the short pages. For those who haven't seen the planners before, you can start with Sunday or Monday.
That was a huge customer feedback. And the size. We did the mini for our customers that were like, it's too big. I think it's really tempting to let your pride take over when you're an entrepreneur and be like, well, this is my idea and my design and you can just go wherever and deal with it. And I was like, and I don't know. I feel like you can't have pride. Like when you can be proud of yourself for all the work you're doing and what you've put out there, but be open enough that maybe your customer has some input that could change your business. I mean, the mini is like, I joke, I'm like, I bet by 2027, we are ordering more minis than we are regular size. Like that's how the trend is going. And I never would have done that.
Right.
I never would have done that if I'd been like, you guys are losers. Deal with your thighs. We also put reinforcements on our tabs for other people based on feedback. We've added a lot of our accessories, which is a huge line of revenue for us, are all based on customer feedback. Folios, stickers, sticky notes, all the things are based on customer feedback, which is so fun. I genuinely like them. They're pretty great.
Yeah. Well, they're beautiful. And I do love the fact that I can go on the website, I can see a lot of different products and options, but it's not too overwhelming.
Yeah.
But then I can also watch the videos, and also I'm in the Facebook group, even though I'm not on Facebook very much.
So yeah, I do have to do that. Yeah. They're like, we're just on this for this group because there's so many good ideas being shared in that group. It's so cool. We have a learn tab on our website that just even we have our Facebook group in that. So we're like, you guys, our customers have great ideas and they're good problem solvers for how people can use it, you know? What is that, crowdsourcing?
Yeah,
yes. I know, no official terms of anything.
No, that's okay. Well, one thing I wanted to ask you is, because you started this journey before social media, now obviously we're in a world where TikTok may be being sold, it might go away, we don't really know because of what's going on.
I know, I'm conflicted in my opinion on it.
Right. We have Instagram. YouTube is now doing shorts and podcasts. Facebook. Yeah. I sometimes hate going on Facebook because I feel like all I see are groups that it's trying to get me to join or sponsored posts and not the stuff I really want to see in my own stuff, right?
Yeah.
So how did you make that transition to from the non-social world into the social world and have your products up there and figure out how to brand yourself?
Yeah. Well, for jewelry, it was different. Actually, it was the same, just done very, very differently. So for jewelry, it was very soft, organic colors. It was way more serious, way more encouraging in a very heavy way. We're encouraging still with the planners, but in a more fun way and sort of quirky and witty with the jewelry. Across the board, I was like, I want to storytell. You know, before Elise Myers came on, before any of the big storytelling was going on, I wanted to storytell with stories just in the captions because that's all we could really do. So I would tell the story of, I would have a fearless bracelet and I told the story of a time I was fearless and then asked people to share when they were fearless. And all of my marketing, I don't really sell. I'm not go buy this thing. I make people want to be a part of it.
Yes.
So they wanted to be a part of the jewelry. They were like, oh, I want to remember that time I was fearless too, and that I still am. And so I'm going to buy that bracelet because Laurel, I want to remember that. So it was sort of this sideline marketing. And I think we still do that with the planner. We show how we use it, but we also show how other people could and what it helps with and sort of genuine, relatable content that helps them. They don't feel like they're being sold to. They just feel like they're joining a thing and they're learning because they could use our concepts on a different planner. And I don't care if they do, that's okay. You already bought your planner, use it on a different planner. But I think when you, too salesy is just is not our thing, but social media allows you to do that. It lets you give your relatable personality behind a thing. And I think that ads, you talked about ads on Facebook now and stuff, I think ads are catching up to that soon. It's not as formula. They're not quite on the level of TikTok and Reels yet, but they're getting there. I mean, I know social media has a dark side, but it has been really, having launched a product without that, having launched the same exact product without social media and with social media, I mean, I think I'm just I'm just going to think of the good right now.
Yeah.
Well, my daughter isn't on it, but my product is,
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Well, and you're hitting so many points that are so important in marketing today is people don't want to be sold to. They want to feel like you're their friend, right? Like when I get to watch the videos, or I love the fact that I could go and see how different people used the different planners, and that helped me make a better and more informed decision on which one I was going to purchase for myself. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm like, oh, I need to get the mini. Like, I like the long one, but the mini would be perfect for my daughter, especially as she's thinking about college in a couple of years and keeping herself organized. So, you know, having the videos, doing all of this stuff that really, it's so genuine. You can tell that you're not trying to sell it because you need to, or because you're doing it because you're so passionate about it, and because it's something that you found useful that you thought other people would find useful as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. We ask ourselves when we make content, is it funny? Because sometimes we just do purely funny. And then is it relatable? Yeah. And like, does it teach people? And so those are our like sort of qualifications. And we didn't, you know, set out, we didn't like make that on an official spreadsheet or anything. But looking back on our content, I'm realizing those are the questions that we, you know, those are sort of, they always fit into that category, which is cool. I'm proud of that. I like that.
You organically and innately knew how to market, and when I teach marketing to my grad students.
There used to be this thing called crafting an MBA, and it was just like you're doing it, and like you're not paying for MBA school, but you're paying for all the small business stuff
to learn.
And like that was, I feel like I had a 15 year or so graduate school experience with like the jewelry business and just learning what I liked, what I didn't like, what felt natural to me, what didn't. And then going with the flow of how the internet has changed as it applies to me and feels like within my comfort zone. I'm not going to perform in a way that doesn't work for me because that won't be authentic. You know, you don't follow every trend. You do the ones that you're like, oh, wait, I actually relate to that. I could do that one.
Yeah.
That one looks good. Yeah. For sure.
What does, and I'm sure that there isn't a typical day, but what does a typical day look like for you now?
Oh, it's so funny. There is no typical day.
Yeah.
But I'll do a day that we, like Monday is the day when my whole team is here, because they only come in Mondays and Wednesdays, the whole team. So we sort of like meet together. If you're on any of our socials, we're friends, like we chat. So that probably takes about an hour. And then we usually talk about like what content, like we're just planning content and like what videos we need to take, what our YouTube video is at the end of the week. And then we get to work doing it, either creating it, making it, having like meetings with our manufacturing partners. We do that like from time to time. But I have to have with my brain, I can't just have like go, go, go. Okay, we have to make this, this, this. And then all these people all around and we're collaborating, we're doing all these things. Like, that's just like, it sends me into panic attack. So I usually have the afternoon, like I have a cup of coffee at like one, and then I like dig into work. So I do a lot of writing, like emails and blog posts and like preparing for presentations I have coming up. And I do a lot of that, like just quiet dig in time. And I used to do that in the morning, but really my morning is for like checking stuff off. And I like to exercise. It's like one of my, I really like it. And so that always fits in somewhere in the day. And then I get my kids and we eat something for dinner, as it turns out. No one's starving. So something happens for dinner. And then I puzzle and we go to bed. It's great.
Yeah, it's hard, I think, as an entrepreneur to have like an exact routine, especially when you're thinking about what your new products are going to be. Or you know, do you want to launch something new? How are you going to create the launch marketing, and like what's the plan for that? And
I think it's been nice for us, like rather than like, oh, we're going to launch this whenever, we have like four distinct launch times now, which like that has been the exact fence I've needed around my creative energy is like, does this product fit? Which launch does it fit in? And I think eventually we'll add sort of like a back to school, but just to be conservative in the starting of our you know, business. In some ways, it sounds funny to say that after 17 years, but really it's kind of the start.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been nice to like have those creative parameters a little bit. They're soft, but they're there.
Wow.
So that if I do want to launch something, I know if it's possible. You know, I don't just kind of like, I call those like, you know, that movie Up when the dog is like, squirrel.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm like, oh, is that a squirrel thing? Do I need to like give it a home, give it a place? And is it good? Okay, great. Let me schedule that time in to like think about it, but I don't need to be distracted from what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. I love that so much because I think that's one thing as an entrepreneur too, people don't understand. Like, I'm like, no, there is a through line between everything I'm doing. You just might not be able to see it, but I see it. And so it's the same with you. You have the planners, you have the social media, the content writing to stay in touch with your audience, the teaching aspect, the consulting. Yeah. What new stickers and other accessories are you going to?
I know.
You know all of those things. So there's a lot of things, but they all are tied in
to this idea
of helping people get better at, you know, like having a system gives you a sense of relief in your day of you can look at this and yes, you can create space and add things in or move things around. But just knowing that you have that system and you don't have to like just... you know, go off the cuff all day long or go back
or give it up.
Yeah.
Right. Like, just be like, I can't, my life is too busy right now. I have no margin whatsoever. Like, I have definitely been there, especially in the early days of motherhood, of just like, I have no margin to create anything new. Like, any idea that I have, just I need to forget about it. And like, as somebody, like, when you're wired this way to make and put stuff out and, you know, relate with people and help, it's like, that is so sad. That's like the worst feeling, to be like, you just feel trapped and like broken or something. Like, you can't actually, you're not capable. You can't actually like make your dream come true or make the thing happen. And I mean, that's where our project planner came, like a different layout came, was like from that, of like that feeling of like, I can't get organized. I have no system, even though I have ideas, and therefore my life will never be what I want it to be. It's just going to be this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of creative people have brains that work differently, and like they actually cannot get organized the way that other people do. Like, cannot. Like, we use, my production manager uses Asana, which is this like online platform for project management or something. I cannot, like, I cannot make it work for my brain.
Yeah.
I've tried for 3 years. I'm like, okay, where are we? Like, I just have to go. I'm like, I don't understand it at all. And if that were my only option, I would just be like, well, then I can't do this.
Yeah.
But like, I have a different option. So I feel like I love what I do, especially because like, when you are an entrepreneur mind, if you just feel stuck, you might just need to organize and get yourself a new system of like how you do it. Like, right. I think that like we have more margin than we think we do, even for rest, like including rest, like in your plan, like in your plan for the day, like your rest time is so important. But I'm not sure how I got down on that rabbit hole just now. I'm really trying to desperately think of how that circle began, but sometimes I can't. And
I think I started it. So we're good. I could have followed you the whole way. I'm like, yeah, Asana doesn't work for me either. I really like Basecamp if I have to use an online system.
Yeah.
But I also really love to write things down. It just helps me process so much better.
Yes, I like to write things down. I like to see things. And I can't see 10 tabs at one time.
Yeah.
As much as I want to. And like, it just doesn't. I can't. And I can see my planner on my desk while I'm writing the thing or doing the project. It's just a little anchor. You know what I mean? Like, it's just for all my thoughts. But we all have a lot all day long.
Yes. Well, and I love the fact that then it gives us space to put down, I can't get to this right now, like you said, the squirrels, but I'm going to write it down here. And so then when I have the space, I can look back and go, how does this fit in?
Isn't it the worst to have an idea and then you panic because you don't know where that idea should live? I talk about giving things a home a lot. So you don't know where that thing should live. And then you're like, I'm going to lose it. I'm never going to remember it. And then this could be my next big fun way to market this thing or whatever it is. And so I must divert myself right this second from this very thing I'm concentrating on and go do that thing. And you're like, then you just have a bunch of unfinished things around you all day long. So if you like jot that thing down in a safe place, I literally have a squirrel list in my planner. You jot that thing down in a safe place, it then, I don't know, my anxiety level lowers like immediately because there's no urgency to follow that squirrel right at that moment. But I can look to it again in the future. You know, when I do have a minute, I can look through it, which is good.
I wanted to ask about your team because you had all these employees when you had your jewelry company. Were you able to transition any of them when you moved over to Planners?
I was able to keep. So Nancy was my very first jewelry business full-time employee. And but she did, you know, she made bracelets and did customer service and all of that and shipped. And then she slowly evolved. She's actually the one that told me to start using Instagram for social media, which is hysterical. I'm like 10 years older than her. And so she's like, no, you have to like use this to relate to people. This isn't just a photo filter. Fine. So I did that. And then she became more sort of the creative and content creator. And she took all of our photos. And then we hired more people for production. And Nancy moved away and still was coming back for photos. So I had this whole brand new team. And they were production, they were fulfillment, they were over wholesale, customer service, like very specific roles as we grew in the jewelry because we really needed that. Like we needed multiple people in production. They were just making bracelets 8 hours a day, every single day. We made a lot of bracelets. And I didn't keep any of those, that team of people that grew to be about 8 or 10, I think. But I kept Nancy because Nancy moved back. And so Nancy became more, she's a full-time employee now. And she is like our creative. She does all of the illustrations. We are very intertwined as far as like marketing, the design and such go for Laurel Denise. Then I hired Aline to do our customer service. And she also worked with me, with Nancy in the early days of jewelry. She was our intern. She went to UVA. And she just came like in the afternoon sometimes. And then my new, my assistant was my best friend from when I was 16. So what I learned about myself was that I am not a good boss lady, but I'm a good friend boss. Yeah. So it was harder for me to hire people that didn't really know me and that I didn't have that. I was like, I don't know how to be a professional boss. To like, I'm not wired that way. I'm wired a little differently. I want to be friends. And so this team, it's so great. I'm sort of a little fearful of needing to grow the team because I'm like, oh gosh, I don't want to, I can do better at it. I want to be good at that. So we'll figure it out when that time comes. But sort of yes and no. I kept the early people and then the other, but which was a very, that was the worst to get rid of so many people. That was the hardest part of the pivot, was A, not knowing how far I was pivoting, if I was going 180 or, you know, 90, whatever, and then having to say goodbye to these people. That's hard. But
yeah,
it was, yeah, it had to be done. A hard sacrifice for the good, I think, of the brand.
Yeah. Well, and I think one thing when you do have to let people go, if you get to see what they're doing next and you can share their journey on or give them a good referral or whatever you can do for them. Because I also had that when I transitioned my PR firm and we joined with another company. A lot of my people were like, I want to find a job closer to home, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. But I still get to see what they're doing for the most part. And, you know, some of them I still work with from time to time. So that's fantastic.
So but, fun.
And some of them actually want to left. At one agency, and then another one I left at another agency that I did some work with. So it's great to see that success and just know that you were a big part of their journey and their learning.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree. And if they like are successful going off, you're like, oh my gosh, that's my little baby employee. I remember you when, you know? Which is so fun. I feel that way about Nancy and Aline now. I'm like, oh my goodness. I remember when you were still in college.
Yes. Yes. I have two of those too.
So fun.
It is really fun. It is really fun. And now I teach grad students. So I get to like relive it a little bit and mentor them, which is so fun.
That is so cool.
So I love it. So Laurel Denise on all social media, website.
Yeah.
If you want to learn more, follow your journey.
Yeah.
You have a lot of inspirational quotes and sayings throughout your materials and stickers. But I wanted to see, is there one that really resonates with you or your family, your business, your life that you would share with us today?
That's such a good question.
I wrote one down the other day and now I'm blanking. I feel like anything that has to do with like, it doesn't have to be perfect. Like, ooh, perfect is a lie. Like, I say that a lot, or there's no perfect in planning, we say, but we all get like so stumbled on being perfect, even if we don't think we're perfectionists. Like, it's such a block. And like, I don't know, just go out there and like put the funny hat on and like talk to the camera, even if it's sloppy, you know, like even if it's, so we say that a lot. I think I said one the other day, I'm like wanting to look it up. Nancy and I said it and it was, oh, I liked this one. It wasn't a mistake. It was experience. So we talked about that when I was practicing this, you know, pivot talk I'm going to give in a month or so. And I sort of can get caught in thinking to myself, gosh, I made the wrong call in 2012. I should have stuck with paper. Think how far along I'd be right now. But if I had stuck with paper in 2012, Laurel Denise, this planner, missed the whole part of the internet that was all perfect and buttoned up and lined and curated.
Yes.
I don't think if we had launched with that presence, we would have had as much of an impact as we have by just launching and being ourselves. And it would have been too scary to be ourselves in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
No one was doing that.
Right.
Like, no one was at all. But we had that freedom in 2021, 2022, because everybody was a mess after 2020. And it was like, we were all just talking about it. You know, I think,
oh, yes,
there's all obviously like exceptions to that rule, but I don't know. I think like to look back on it with regret is just like a waste of my time. So it was great experience that I used and continue to use, which feels, it's a good reframing. We talk about that a lot. Reframing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. I love that. I also live by that because there are so many times you could go back, but I'm like, if I went back and did it the right way that time, I probably wouldn't know what I know now.
Yeah.
And I might not have learned that lesson that I needed to learn.
Yeah. You need to learn for like a million things that, I mean, that you don't even know that are down the line for you. Like my first job in New York City was an assistant at an investment bank. Like, what was I doing there? I don't even know. What was I doing? But it taught me Excel. Ooh. Which I use for all my things, like all my business money things. And it taught me like how to function in like a Word world, like Excel, Word, you know, all that kind of thing, like a Microsoft world.
Right.
Which like for business, like you still need that stuff. Like you need to know it and how to organize and create a system in that way, which I'm like, wow, like everything has something to give us, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. This is so fun. I feel like I just had coffee with a girlfriend.
Oh, perfect. I do have coffee right here
in a neon
pink.
Laurel, thank you so much for coming and sharing your wisdom and your journey on the podcast. I know that I got a lot out of it and I love listening to my episodes again and like, oh yeah. And if I get that point or that point, but just for any entrepreneur out there thinking about the creative process and the pivots that we make, how to make them properly, how to really make sure that you are being authentic and you're giving what the market is asking for versus what you just think they need. So many important tidbits that you gave us. And I just really appreciate that you're able to jump on with me today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you to the audience for watching or listening to this episode. Don't forget to leave us a rating or a review. And I'll be back again with another amazing guest to share their story tomorrow.
Want more? Check out AmplifyWithAnnika.com or follow me on socials at AmplifyWithAnnika.
As we close out today's episode, I want to thank Simplified again for making it possible. For all marketers and creators out there, Simplified is your ally in effortlessly crafting on-brand content with a design and video AI. Discover how AI can enhance your creative process at Simplify.com. Start for free and elevate your content game. Thanks for listening, and here's to your next creative breakthrough.